Win stacks of cash by entering the 150K Crack the Code giveaway, brought to you by your local paper, now through July 14th. Look for the code on page A2. Then visit 150kgiveaway.com and submit your entry. You could win the grand prize of $100,000. Grab the paper every day. Get the code on page 2A and improve your chances to win tons of weekly cash prizes. Visit 150kgiveaway.com for details.
From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. The Oklahoma City Public School District has closed 15 schools as part of a restructuring plan. One of those schools, Putnam Heights Elementary, at Northwest 36 and Georgia Avenue, served kids for 110 years. But it, like many other recently closed buildings, faces the prospect of sitting vacant for the foreseeable future. Nuria Martinez-Keel covers education for the Oklahoman. And Nuria, you wrote about these school closures in a story today specifically about Putnam Heights, the school that, like many of the others, is in the heart of a neighborhood, and just kind of the impact that it has in closing a school, or the impact it has on a neighborhood. What did you learn?
So I think the main thing that I learned was just how deeply a neighborhood can be attached to the neighborhood school model. For generations, people living in the Putnam Heights area neighborhood have walked to school for 110 years. This school has really served as kind of an epicenter for that local community. And it almost sounds a little odd because it's just one neighborhood in a sprawling city full of neighborhoods and schools. Mm-hmm. But this school really drew a lot of volunteerism among the neighbors, even people that didn't send their kids there. Yeah. Their next door neighbor went there, or their grandmother went there. So there was a lot of attachment to this school in this particular neighborhood. And I'm sure many of Oklahoma City's neighborhoods are the same, but just given the history and the age of the neighborhood and the school, this one seemed to cut a little bit deeper for these neighbors.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting about your story is like you said, I mean, this is playing out across the city at these 14 other schools that are closing. And what's good about this is you get a chance to kind of see what it looks like through the eyes of one particular neighborhood. You know, this school and others are closing because of declining enrollment, so not as many kids going to the school as maybe there once was. But as you just said, there are the people who did send their kids there who remember that time, or maybe they're volunteering, or there's some churches or organizations in the community. So maybe a lot more people have a connection to the school than just the number of kids that are inside the building, right?
Exactly. And, you know, if you didn't go there yourself, or if you didn't send your kids there, maybe you volunteered on the community garden for the school. Maybe you volunteered on the PTA, maybe you donated school supplies, or just even the fact of being in that neighborhood, you saw kids walking to school every single day. So the presence of the school was so palpable in that neighborhood that the fact that it's gone now is frankly stunning for these neighbors.
So what are these neighbors' kind of hopes and concerns that another school year is starting? This won't be a school, at least this year, doesn't it look like, but what do they think about going forward with this building?
Mm-hmm. So I spoke with one neighbor who can see the school from her driveway. She lives less than a block away, and she kind of put it the best when she said, this is a very historically minded neighborhood. It's actually a historic preservation district. The Putnam Heights neighborhood specifically is a historically preserved area. And a lot of people there are concerned about the historical integrity of the homes and the school there, just given its age and how long it's belonged to that area. So I think a lot of people are really concerned that the building will fall into disrepair, that, you know, you could see break-ins or some of the typical symptoms of having a vacant building. And I understandably so, a lot of people don't want to invite that into their residential area. So that's the first concern. I think a lot of people are hoping that another school could step in and take over the building. Right now, it sounds like Harding Fine Arts Academy has been the only one that has seriously considered looking into that, and even that school is resistant to that idea. So right now, there seems seems to be the standstill. There's no news, no announcements of what could take over. So the community right now is worried that it'll just be empty for the next school year.
Yeah, if you have a vibrant school in the middle of your community, it could be an asset. If all of a sudden it's empty, it could be a deterrent, as you mentioned. And, you know, I think what's interesting, you talk about Harding, you know, this secondary school that's looking at it. Well, Putnam Heights was an elementary school. It's got a brand new gym, or at least somewhat new, built over the last couple of years, but not situated to be a high school. It doesn't have lockers, doesn't have those other facilities, and itself is kind of in need of repair like a lot of these other schools. So someone moving in is going to have to spend, you know, a decent amount of money to fix it up.
Exactly. I think one of the predominant issues for that building is a lack of parking. One of the neighbors told me she went and counted the number of spots and she only found 23. Now, I haven't gone and counted myself, so I can't validate that, but if you drive by, you can see that the parking spaces are pretty limited in that school. So a lot of people are concerned if you do invite a high school into the neighborhood, there's going to be a lot of parking on the roads. I spoke with the superintendent at Harding, and he said, you know, look, you're asking 400 high school kids to park on the streets in this residential historic area, and that could be very problematic. So there's so many logistical challenges that you might not think of. You think a school can easily take over another school, but Putnam Heights really was built as a neighborhood elementary school with bathrooms that are sized for elementary kids. And like you said, no lockers, no performing arts center. This Harding took a look at it and found that this building did not suit their mission and their needs. Now, the possibility of them moving into that building it still exists. It could theoretically still happen, but it's not their first choice, and right now it doesn't seem to be anybody else's first choice right now either.
Yeah. You know, and the district has 15 of these buildings that they're trying to find new purposes for, and there has been a history with the Oklahoma City school system of closing schools and those buildings, you know, falling into disrepair that have become blighted parts of communities. And I know there's been some attention to try to avoid going down that same path. What is the district doing to try to ensure that these buildings are filled?
So what it sounds like the district is looking for right now is to lease these buildings long term, to find someone to rent these buildings for a long period of time, so they intend to retain them, but hopefully will have someone to occupy them. However, part of what Harding was concerned about was that a leased building is not going to receive the same kind of support for any major capital improvement projects. So this building is not going to get the major upgrades that other schools could get as time progresses. So they are looking to lease these buildings and find someone to maintain them and occupy them. But it sounds like the district is not as keen on putting the big bucks into these buildings if it's not a district facility anymore, or if it's not a district branch that's occupying it anymore.
Yeah. Well, the closure of 15 schools obviously has a big impact on students and families, but it has a big impact on neighborhoods as well, which you wrote about today. So, Nuria, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.